Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the NewsHour. Grateful that you have clicked through again today. We've got a really interesting topic to talk with. Roe Crosby is the founder, president, and chief executive officer of Tarot International. And we're going to talk about something called confidence. Confidence and your career path and your success in your career. Roe, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful to have you back with us again today.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, Michael.
Full disclosure, I was snooping around on LinkedIn several weeks ago, and I saw a series of video pieces that you did about confidence and the success factor of people who are confident. And again, it's research-based, like everything Tarot does. Let's peel back the onion a bit, and what are you talking about?
Well, to understand the research project, we have to go back to the beginning. And when I first founded Tarot in 1993, a good friend in the actually marketing field helped me name the company and help figure out the brand in the early days. And I don't remember exactly when it was, but it was in the first couple of years of the business where she said, "You're not selling you're not selling training, you're selling confidence." And I remember being pretty upset about that statement. And I lashed back at her and said, you know, that's what those fluffy training companies do. We're actually a research-based company. We develop people's skills through research-based training programs. And we don't pump people up, because that was the bias I had about confidence.
Sure.
And if you go back to the 1980s, that's when the entire field of trying to improve everybody's self-esteem, from well-intentioned parents to well-intentioned teachers, started offering effusive praise for participation rather than performance.
Yes.
And we started talking about getting a trophy for just showing up.
Right.
And I had linked confidence to that. I thought that was misplaced and I didn't really want to be connected to it. But she had planted a seed that 25 years later was still growing. And it's been here in the last year that we started to do some intensive research on the role that confidence does play. And it turns out it's fairly complicated, that it's not the continuum, the linear model of you have low confidence or high confidence, and low confidence is associated with failure and high confidence with success, but that confidence is always in a context around what you're doing. And the best type of confidence for anyone to have is what we call well-founded confidence or self-awareness. So a good understanding of where your skills lie and where real confidence should fall.
So in other words, if I am confident in my ability to do whatever that task is or whatever that assignment might be, I have a higher probability of success. Would that be accurate?
Well, you've got a well-founded confidence that's probably going to help you be more successful. So in terms of conducting interviews, that's something that you are highly skilled in. And I suspect you know that. So you've got some confidence around it. And that combination of that emotional state of some self-confidence along with the skill sets allows you to be very successful in carrying out these interviews. But the thing we'd seen at Tarot was a lot of misplaced confidence. So some people would arrive to us thinking they were highly skilled when they weren't, but being very confident. And there's an entire body of research around that. It's called the Dunning-Kruger effect, or we call it in our model, illusory superiority. Where you have high confidence but low skills. Illusory superiority.
Oh, wow.
That's where you feel pretty good about yourself.
Right.
But there is no correlation to competence.
Wow. Okay.
And so, then And then there's the opposite thing that we commonly see in our workshops at Tarot, and we all see this in our lives, of people who actually are skilled, but they're filled with self-doubt. So they're lacking confidence, and we call that the imposter syndrome. And in both the imposter syndrome and in illusory superiority, you've got a mismatch between confidence and ability. And that creates a real dilemma for somebody's success.
Well, that's interesting, Ro. So can people, this whole idea of illusion of superiority, is that also saying, okay, I'm overconfident? Is there an overconfidence there, and then there's no skill set behind it? And what happens to folks like that?
Well, the illusory superiority part of our model is a very interesting one because there's a lot of conflicting dynamics in it. The first is that society does tend to reward the confidence. So putting on airs of confidence, even if you're not skilled, actually does confer a little bit of status and reward. And so we're kind of encouraged to behave confidently, even if we're not competent in something. But when that becomes pervasive across our lives, that can have long-term negative impacts. And that's where careers crash, and that's where relationships could crash, when somebody thinks an awful lot of themselves but doesn't have the skills or knowledge related to either a task or a relationship.
And I suspect that over time, at first, you can meet one of these very seemingly confident people, but the skill sets aren't there. But over, and you may think great things about them, but over time, that would start to be chipped away, yes?
Yes. And so the purpose of our research study and our model is to encourage people to look at confidence and skills together. Instead of saying a person is confident or a person lacks confidence, to put it in a context, because there's many things you and I are confident in, and there's many things we're not. My golf game is a very good example. I'm not terribly skilled in golf. I am aware of that. I've got a high level of self-awareness. And so I'm lacking confidence when I'm out on the golf course. And that's actually a good thing, because I've got a high level of self-awareness and well-founded confidence. And so I'm not going to put myself into situations that could be bad. Now, golf, of course, is just a hobby, so that's not something too catastrophic. But think about it in the workplace, where somebody says, hey, I can take on that project, or I'll be happy to work with that client. And if they haven't got the skills to do it, yet they've got this overarching sense of self-confidence, they could actually trash a business relationship.
Sure. We're talking with Ro Crosby, ladies and gentlemen, about the issue of confidence and having a skill set that backs that up. Well, so your early conversation 20-some years ago with a marketing person said, well, you're really selling confidence. That becomes very clear when you're teaching individuals the skills to better communicate, the sales skills that are necessary, the writing skills, the etiquette, all of those interpersonal skills that we've talked about so many times with many of the tarot trainers. Those skill sets then help a person exude confidence in their ability to carry them out, yes?
Yes, but so it's an interesting thing. If somebody's lack of confidence is related to a lack of skills, when you give them the skills, then confidence often follows. And that's actually a very nice learning model. That is precisely where we like the learning curve to go. But we often have to deal with people that come to us that think they're more skilled than they are. And what's interesting with that particular model is we have to break down self-confidence.
Sure.
And that's a very difficult thing to do. And it's a very difficult position to be in as a human being, to have somebody starting to break down your self-confidence. And we don't do that carelessly. We talk to our clients in advance and say, are you absolutely sure you want to invest in this development? Because this person has an overinflated sense of their own leadership abilities, and they're actually severely lacking skills And it isn't a matter of just bringing them skills. We've actually got to get them aware that they're not as awesome as they think they are.
Wow.
And that's the reason that this has hung around at Tarot for 25 years is really wrestling with that. And then the other part of our model, the imposter syndrome, is the person who's actually skilled, but for whatever reason is lacking confidence and is filled with self-doubt. So they're unwilling to tackle things that they're completely qualified to do, and that holds them back. And so skill building isn't as important for them as giving them the opportunity to demonstrate their skills in a variety of situations and get positive feedback so that hopefully confidence follows.
This is just fascinating because, you know, and you use your golf game. I could tell you that I am totally incompetent when it comes to plumbing. but very confident when it comes to electrical work. And, you know, because if you make a mistake plumbing, you got water all over the place. You make a mistake with electricity, you can kind of fix it. But anyway, that's my thought anyhow. But when we're talking about...
Well, and what you're describing, Michael, is the center of our model, which is the self-awareness and well-founded confidence. Because you know that you're not skilled in plumbing, you're more likely to call a plumber instead of flooding the house.
Right.
And because you are skilled in electrical work, you can confidently take that on. Now, hopefully that's not a level of illusory superiority, because what a shame it would be to burn down your house if it turns out you don't know as much as you think you know.
But that's exactly what you're talking about.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
Exactly what you're talking about. If you're overconfident, but yeah, I totally, totally understand. Well, how do you know, Ro? I mean, how do your clients know where they sit on this continuum?
Well, it's at the heart of this continuum, or it's actually a model that intersects two continuums. It ends up being a classic 2x2 matrix. At the heart of it is self-awareness. And it turns out the work we do at Tarot, at the heart of almost everything we do, is self-awareness. To be able to take a good look at yourself, know your strengths, know your blind spots, know your shortcomings, and then to be able to make good decisions based on what you know about yourself. Because if I know I'm not good at plumbing and I've got a plumbing project, I've got several options because I've got a good sense of knowledge about myself and the task. I'm either going to hire a plumber or maybe I'm going to learn. So I'm going to watch a whole bunch of YouTube videos and maybe acquire some skills, but I'm not likely to make mistakes. Whereas someone who doesn't have their level of confidence aligned with their skills might not tackle the project because they have self-doubt, or they might tackle it and flood the house.
Right, right. Ro Crosby, ladies and gentlemen, is who we're with. She's the founder, president, and CEO of Tarot International. Has the pandemic, has COVID-19 allowed you the opportunity to bring this series to fruition? Did you have more time to actually sit down and then put this together in a format?
We did. Thank you for that question. This is something that's been weighing heavily on my heart for a long time because I've been fascinated and haven't had the time. You did meet with one of our summer interns, Christopher Alvarez, and I actually assigned him this summer the task of doing some of the heavy lifting of going out and finding all of the relevant academic journal articles that could inform this particular theory. And then I was able to go through all of that. He did a terrific job with the project and then determine whether or not our theories at Tarot were valid. And then that led to the creation of the model.
And when you're, and again, this is on LinkedIn, and you have done several videos about this, and we will have links to everything that we can possibly share with people. What's the bottom line hope that you think not only your clients, but even prospective clients might take away from this conversation and also the things that you're putting out there in video form?
My greatest hope is that people realize that confidence isn't simply something that lays on a single continuum and that you're not confident or you are. I think that really stresses everyone out, no matter where they fall in terms of their own level of self-confidence. Our goal is to make it okay for people to admit that they're lacking confidence in some areas, and that's not somehow a personal indictment. And it's okay to own your high level of confidence when you actually have skills and abilities related to something. That this is a far more complex thing than this simplicity of, for example, trying to raise confident children. I'm troubled when people are just bragging on kids and telling them how awesome they are without also helping them have a sense of self-awareness to know where their awesomeness is best placed. And when we can do that, we're going to experience so much more happiness and success in life. It's a shame that this is an audio interview instead of the ability to do visuals, because on our model, the areas of red flags on the model are actually the areas that give us insight into why we may be unhappy at work or unhappy in our relationships because of the misalignment between our confidence and skills.
Everything that you just said is so important. And it not only works in our professional life, but also in, as you just indicated, our personal lives as well. A misplaced confidence and not understanding precisely what our skill sets are can have disastrous.
Exactly. Well, and think about raising up kids.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be wonderful for parents to be able to admit to themselves that, you know what, I don't feel qualified to deal with this dilemma with this 12-year-old. And that doesn't make you a bad parent. It just makes you not admitting that you don't have skills for whatever the challenge at hand is. And then you don't have to make it up. You don't have to put on false sense of confidence. You can make decisions about how you want to deal with situations because it's well-founded confidence.
Amazing things. Ro, thank you so much. This, you know, everything you folks do, and I'm not blowing smoke. You've known me long enough. I'm not going to do that. But every time I sit down with any of the tarot trainers, I come away learning so much about the possibilities that each one of us have if we're open, and I think that's key, if we're open to change and learning and education, it can make a huge difference. Final question for you. There's an old saying, can you teach an old dog new tricks? As you go through this series, are you folks that have been in the business world or clients that have been with you for a while, and they've already perhaps been, well, have an illusion of superiority or another syndrome, is it
the imposter syndrome?
Yeah, is it more difficult to break those down?
Well, the good news is that the field of neuroscience has confirmed for us over the last couple of decades that we're a constant work in process and our brain can learn and change at any time. And if we choose to be vulnerable, if we choose to let new information in and process it, we can all tackle changes at any stage in our life. This isn't just the domain of the young. Fully cooked people can also make those changes at any point. And that's one of the most rewarding things that we see at Tarot. When we work with leaders who are suffering from illusory superiority, their journey is a very, very difficult one because they've got to let go of that yes. false sense of confidence. But once they do, their lives, both at work and at home, transform as they no longer hold illusions of competence. And it's really okay to just own your skills and not pretend to be great at everything.
Fascinating. Ro, thanks so very much for spending time with us about the whole issue of confidence and skill sets and education and learning. You know, it's always, always a pleasure. And I'm sure our listeners gain some knowledge from this as well. Thank you.
Well, it's always a pleasure. And thank you for your interest in this. That's one of the things we love talking to you, is how much you are inquisitive about this work.
Once again, that's the voice of Ro Crosby, the founder, president, and CEO of Tarot International, with a remarkable ongoing study with regard to confidence, all science-based. Fascinating stuff. And yes, we will have links up on our radio blog. That's a wrap for today's edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right this moment was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Roe Crosby, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.